This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Residents of Georgia are evaluating what they're paying for electricity. Georgia Power is the state's largest electric utility, and the company wants to raise rates about $10 for the typical residents. Some object because the parent company made billions in profits last year. Regulators are reviewing the request. From WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports.
Across the street from a state government building in downtown Atlanta, a few dozen people are angry about Georgia Power's proposed rate increase.
Not today, not a dime.
Aaron Robinson is a pastor at an Atlanta area Baptist church. He showed up to protest with some of his parishioners.
Most of my congregants are people that are on fixed income. And whether they're retired, they're just trying to make it, they're trying to live.
Inside the state building, regulators were hearing arguments on the proposed rate change. Georgia Power CEO Paul Bowers testified the company needs the money to handle recovery costs from past severe storms and hurricanes, to upgrade and expand its grid, and to pay millions to clean up coal ash ponds and comply with other environmental regulations.
It has been 6 years since our last rate case, and our current rates are no longer sufficient to cover the cost of the business.
But Bowers acknowledged those answers might not satisfy some customers, so the company wants to expand low-income assistance programs too.
We recognize that 40% of our customers make less than $40,000. So the programs that we have proposed are really focused on that.
Across the street from the hearing room, Aaron Robinson asks, why does Georgia Power need to charge more when its parent, the Southern Company, made more than $2 billion in profit last year?
If it was in a hole, if it needed the money, that would be one thing. But it's not in a place where it absolutely needs the money.
The Georgia Public Service Commission is expected to make a decision in December. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.